Open Windows, January the 27th. Spiritual Seeing. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. John 9:25. What is the beginning of the Christian life? It is a seeing. It must be a seeing. The very logic of things demands that it shall be a seeing for this reason, that the whole of the Christian life is to be a progressive movement along one line to one end. That line and that end is Christ. That was the issue with the man born blind in John chapter 9. You will remember how after they cast him out, Jesus found him and said to him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" And the man answered and said, "And who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that speaketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Oh, the issue of spiritual sight is the recognition of the Lord Jesus. And it's going to be that all the way through from start to finish. We may say that our salvation was a matter of seeing ourselves as sinners. But had it been left there, it would have been a poor lookout for us. Oh no, the whole matter is summed up into seeing Jesus. And when you really see Jesus, what happens? What happened to Saul of Tarsus? Well, a whole lot of things happened, and mighty things which nothing else would have accomplished. You would never have argued Saul of Tarsus into Christianity. You would never have frightened him into Christianity. You would never have either reasoned or emotionalized him into being a Christian. To get that man out of Judaism needed something more than could be found on this earth. But he saw Jesus of Nazareth, and that did it. He is out. He is an emancipated man. He has seen.